It says Echoray Magvoya Beis Mardois. This is Shaila by the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. When the Eidim come to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon last night, so Bezdin asked them questions. How high up in the sky did it look to you like you saw the new moon, like above the sky? So one Eid said, Beis Mardois, two heights of a yoke, Rashi says, of an animal. V'yechoroi Mashleisha, is it Usna Kiyemis? We still say it's kosher. How much little you can make a mistake. What's going to be Yechoroi Megimel? It's three high. V'yechoroi Mehei, it's five high. Then we say for sure that one of the two is lying. Is Eidusna Batela, we cannot use these two Eidim. One of them is lying. But Umstarfen Liedus Acheris, we could use these Eidim for another Eidus. So Havamina is my love doesn't mean to say Liadis Mammon, and it's a proof to enter Afuna that you could use each one separately. He has a Cheskas Kashrus. He could mistarf one of these aid to another Eidecha to be Maitzi Mammon. Amarov Rava says no. Who v'yechud mistarf from Liadis Acheris shall Rosh Chodesh? It just means if one of these two Eidechas now meet up with another Eidecha that's going to say like him, so now we believe them that the Lutre is like two saying one way, the Chad, and one saying the other way. And if so, the Ein Devorov, Shalecha B'mokim Shnayim, we cannot listen to one, B'mokim we have two, therefore for sure we believe the two over the one. Then the Mishnah says, Omer Lechen V'nitainli Bedina Peris, I gave you the money, I'm giving you money, give me a pound of apples. So the question was, he took the pound of apples, and the shaila was, did he pay the money? So the Mishnah says the Balabas has to swear that he gave the money. So Tanya, we learned, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say the Balabas has to swear? Bizman Shaperis Zaburna Menachim. Only when the Paris is tied up and laying in the Rishus Rabim, it's not in anybody's Rishus. Both the Chenvini and the Balabas is arguing over those pairs. The Chenvini is saying, they're still mine, you did not pay me yet. In this case, does the Balabas have to swear first? Let's say the Balabas is holding on to the pound of apples, then everybody holds. He does not even have to swear, but he's naming right away to say, I gave you the money. Then the Mishnah says the same type of a case where you give money to a money exchange and they give you back the change. So Moshe says, "Tzrich, I need both machloikasin." Because the Yashmin and Hokka might the case by Peiris. Maybe over the other Rabbanan say that he has to swear Mishum de Peiri Avida de Mirkavi. Because a Peiris right away. Therefore, the Chiva de Mirkavi, since sometimes they right away, Le Mashroile, it's a swear the Chenbani does not want to hold on to them. So as soon as he has somebody that wants to buy them, he's happy to give them away. So you have to be afraid maybe he gave them away before he received the money. Therefore, the Balabas has to swear that he gave the money. Avo mois, but in the case of the second case by money, to lay mirkavei, money does not run away. So therefore, Amar would have said, noid lele Rabbi Yehuda. That maybe the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that the Balabas does not have to swear. In other words, like the Chazakah come out, that the Shochani, the money exchanger, does not give away the change until first he receives the money. So maybe we'll not have to swear unless there's a Moed of a Mixas. Now, we only heard the case by Shochani, welcome Rabbi Yehuda, that we say the Balabas does not have to swear unless there's a Moed of a Mixas. Avabahach, when the case of Peris, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbonin that we tell the Balabas has to swear because the Svara, the Chenvini, may have given away the apples without taking the money because the apples are running away. Tzricha tells us no, that in both cases we have the Machlekes, that according to Tanakamo, the Balabas has to swear that he gave the money, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's no case that might have mixed us, we believe the Balabas, he does not have to swear. Alright, we'll stop here.
Maybe the agent that started in that star would have sued him. So here we have.
We're holding Nemchess for holding here. Yeah. Nemchess says, Mishnah, Kishem Shomru, Hapagemas Tsuboso, Vechen Hayisemim Leifro. These are all cases that you have to, you can only collect if you swear first. Pagemes ksubosa means an isha collected half of a ksuba, and she wants to collect the rest, even though she has a shtar, she can only collect with a shvua. And eidechud mid is also a shvua. Then it says mechosim shubodim, and v'chein hayisaimim Same thing, Yisaimim, they only have a right to collect with their father's star if they swear first. So where's the question, Miman? Who are these Yisaimim coming to collect the money from? Again, the father of the Malva died, he left over a star, and the son is now coming to collect, so he can only collect with the Shvua. Miman. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mileva, they're coming to collect from the original Leiva, he's still alive. If so, why do they have to swear? Avuhan, their father, if the mouth would still be alive, Shokob le Shrua. He collects now with the star without a Shrua, the Yinu v'Shrua. Why should these seven have to swear? What kind of swear? Why should they have to swear? So, Achikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Our Mishnah means to say, V'chein ha-Yisaimim. The same thing applies by Yisaimim. Min ha-Yisaimim. That Yisaimim comes to collect from Yisaimim le'yifor el b'shrua. That's what the Mishnah means to say. If the labor also died, and now the sons of the Malva come in to collect from the sons of the Leiva, now since the Klal, whenever you take something away from the Yisaimim, you have to swear. Here also you have to swear. Now on this, that we had before, Rav and Shmuel Diamar Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel agree together and say, Loishonu, when does our Mishnah say that the Yisaimim have a right to swear and collect the money? Ela Shemes Malva B'chayi Leiva. If their father died first the Malva died, when the Leiva was still alive. So now, if the Yisaimim want to collect, they could collect without a Shvua. Later, when the Leiva dies, now they have to swear the Shvua HaYisaimim. They have to swear that they did not hear from their father that it was paid up. Avol Neis Leiva. B'chayim Malva. But let's say first the Leiva dies. So now, Kvar Neschayiv Malva. Livnei Leiva Shvua. Even though the Malva that's alive has a star. That's halacha. Whenever you collect from Yisaimim, you always have to swear to them first that nothing was paid up, that you did not receive any money yet from their father, and now the Malva dies. Here Rav and Shmuel both say, V'yeinodam merish shvua lebanov. A father does not merish give over the schiv shvua to his son. And even though he gives over a chayv, if he would have a shtar or any chayv, the sons have a right to collect it. But here, since the father has to swear, and then his shvua would be, I did not receive any money, now that shvua the Yoshim cannot swear. Since they cannot swear that shvua, they have no right to collect. That's Rav and Shmuel's halacha. Now, Shochul came to Rabbi Lezer. They sent this svar in front of Rabbi Lezer. Shvua zu mai tiva. What's the purpose of the shvua? Why do they have to swear? Rashi says, mai tiva leafkim amainam. Emen yichodim lishava oise shvua mamish, yishava shvua zi Yoshim. Chagayin shvua shpai pitoni yabav anaitlin. He asked the question, what kind of svar is the Rav and Shmuel saying? Even though the Yoshim cannot swear the same shvua of the father, so what? What are we afraid? That maybe the father collected the money. Let the Yoshim swear, as far as they know, nothing, no payment was made. That should be enough. That's Rabbi Lezer's question on Rav and Shmuel. Shokakam with Rabbi Lezer, Shmuel Zub Matuva. They asked this question, they asked this in front of Rabbi Lezer. So, Shokulhu, Rabbi Lezer sent back, Yoshim Nishboyim Shvuas Yoshim and Eitlin, true, I agree with you. And I argue on Rav and Shmuel. I know in such a case, even though the Leiva died first, and then the Malva died, still his children could swear that as far as they know, no payment was made, and they could collect. So it's Machlekes Reb Lezer and Rav and Shmuel. Shochuime Reb Yami, they sent the question in terms of Reb Ami. Omar, so Reb Ami answered back, Ulehai Sholo, like you always sending me this question, Yazli. He asked, Yechino bought time if I would have found the reasoning to this, if I would have a day, if I would know what to say, Milo Shachino Lu. Wouldn't have already answered you back. Like, how can we keep on asking the same question? You ask them the same question, who do we hold like? Rav Shmuel or like Reb Lezer? Ela rather, Amar of Amarami says like this, Hoyo v'yosa lidon, since now you're asking me this question clearly, name of Ben Musa. Okay, now I'll sit down to think into it clearly, let me say something. So, he says like this, Omad b'din, if when the father, the Malva, was alive, he went to a din Torah, umeis, and then the Malva died. So kvar neschayiv Malva libnei loy b'shvua. Since when the father, the Malva, was alive, he went to Bezdin already,
And Bezdin Pasna, if you want to collect from the Yisayimim, you have to swear, now we know the Mayri Shmuel Abanov, that this Shmuel does not go down to the children. According to Rav and Shmuel, they have no right to swear the same Shmuel of the father, therefore they cannot collect. But, it means the answer, Lo Yomad Bedin, let's say the Malva did not go to a Din Torah yet, Umeis, and then the Malva died, even though the Leiva died first. But when the Malva died, there was no Din Torah yet. Now, Yorshin Nishboyim Shvus Yorshin V'daitlim. Yes, the Yorshim take over from the Malva, they have a right to collect that Chayv, and they'll swear to Shvus HaYorshim, that as far as we know, our father did not tell us anything, that it was paid up. That's what Rav Ami wanted to add to this Rav and Shmuel. And Rav and Shmuel's only applies if there was already a Din Torah. And this doesn't make any sense. Maskil Bar Rav Nachum, Nachman is back. Oto Beidino Ko Mechayv LeShvuah. Is it a new chiyuv that you need bezdin to put upon the yorsh, the malva, to swear? That's not a new shvua that you need bezdin to put it. Meidna the shachiv leiva. As soon as the leiva dies, right away, ichayiv le malva lebnei leiva shvua. That's halacha. If the leiva dies, now the malva has a shtar, wants to collect his chayiv from the yorshim. There's a new takona. You only have right to collect if you swear first. So it's not a new chiyah that's put upon you later when you go to Bezdin, but as soon as the leiva dies, right now that's the halacha, that you only have a right to collect this chayv if you swear first. So it's considered like the malva has to make that shvuah, and therefore if he dies, even before the psak of Bezdin, still the sons cannot swear that. El Radam Rav Nachman, Eisla the Rav Shmuel, if you hold like Rav Shmuel's chiddish, Isi, you have to hold it. Whether they went to a Bezdin, whether they didn't go to a Bezdin yet, as soon as the leiva dies, the malva has to make that shvuah, and later if the malva dies, his sons cannot make that shvuah, they can't collect. Eleisa, if you do not hold like Rav and Shmuel, very good, Eleisa, did not hold. But there's no difference whether there was a psak din or not. So Morris says, what do we see? What does Rav Nachman say? El Alma Misafkula, you see Rav Nachman has a doubt who we should pass tonight. I've Omer Rav Yisrael Bamin Yumi, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvda, Yachleiku. We had before of Nachman Paskin Yachleiku. Rav Nachman said in the case of Shneim Chashudim, so the Mishnah says Chos Veshrulim Kaima, and that's what's one Mandiyama, but Rav Yossi says Yachleiku. In the case of both have to swear, we were supposed to make a Shvuah, and they cannot swear, the din is Yachleiku. So how could Rav Nachman say here, he has a suffix, whether we hold like Rav and Shmuel, or we hold like Rav Abba, but that's only on the side you have to swear, you do not say Yachleiku. Rav Nachman himself says Yachleiku, a different Sak Halacha Lagamri. So what's his suffix with the whole of Rav and Shmuel or Rav Leza? He should have said, I hold like a third Shita. I hold like Rav Yossi in the Mishnah that says Yachleiku, the more before. So when I said true, Lidvorod Rabbi Meir Komar, Rav Nachman only means to say, according to Rav Meir's Svaras, what would be. There I have a doubt. But Vilela Srile, but me myself, Rav Nachman, I did not hold like Rav Meir. Me myself, I hold like Rav Yossi, it says Yachleiku. Right. The way more came out. And Rav Yossi is the one that says Yachleiku. So that's not a kashrut of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman really, on the side of Rav Meir, that by Shneim Chashudim, the Halacha is Chos V'Shmuel Mekayma. So therefore, you have a suffix. Who are we passing like? They're passing like Rav and Shmuel, or like Rav Leza. Moshe Rav Oshia. Meisa says Halacha, Meisa, case where she, your wife, dies, so Yosheha Maskirin Es Ksubosa Ad Eskrim V'Chom Eshonim. In the case where her first husband died, or else he gave her a get, so she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Now, as long as she says she wants the Ksuba, she has a right to collect it. For 25 years, Halacha is, let's say the Meisa, she dies, so now Yorshim, or Yosheha, Maskirin Es Ksubosa Ad Eskrim V'Chom Eshonim. He has 25 years to still ask and say, we want to collect our mother's ksuba. But after 25 years, then we say for sure they were meichel already. Nobody asked for a chayv so long, so for sure you were meichel. But it says here, though, if the mother died, in the case of what happened? First, the husband died. He had sons. So the mother now has a right to collect the ksuba from the yorshim. Then it says if she dies, the mother dies, now her yorshim, her Yosh, wherever it is, her sister, brother, they have a right to collect Tuxuba from the Yoshim. So the question is why? When the mother was alive, she would have to swear to the Yoshim that she did not receive any Tuxuba from her husband. That's her Shvua. So now when she dies, How could her Yosheo Yarshin the Ksuba? They cannot make that shvuah. So it's from the Kash and Rav and Shmuel. So Marin says, no. Hoch of Mayaski, no. We're talking about over here Shenishbo Mesa, that she swore before she died that she did not collect any money from the Ksuba. So therefore, her Yosheo have a right to collect the Ksuba for another 25 years. They can still collect it. So there's no proof. Toshma Kohen have another proof. It says, Noso Rishon, a man got married once. Umesa, his first wife, died. And he had children from her. Now, Noso Shnia, he married a second wife. Umesu, and now he died. So, Umesu, he died. So Shnia, the second wife, for Yosheho, or else her Yoshim, the second wife, has a right to collect the ksuba. So she's alive, she collects. If she dies, her Yosheho collects the ksuba. They are koidmin liyashu rishona. They come before the sons of the first wife want to yashin their father. As the father now had two pairs of children. He had from the first wife and from the second wife. So they're all his children. So the first children want to come and yashin the father, the Yerusha. So halacha is the second children have a right to come first to collect the ksuba from their mother. So question, what? A ksuba is a more stakras thing. A ksuba is a chayiv mikayiv, that's why. A ksuba is considered a chayiv the father owned when he was alive yet. The yosh.
Now, what's the reason why the second pair?
Because it's a ksuba, not that.
No, because it's a ksuba, that's why they're only collecting the ksuba of the mother.
But the mother, other mother.
No, the other case was she died. When the mother dies first, there's no ksuba. If your wife dies, there's no ksuba.
Divorced her.
No, that's what it says, Mesa. So it says the first one died. And the case, then the second, died, the second wife, he died. So the question again is, though, it says clearly, though, when the second one dies, that her Yoshe could collect the ksuba. Again, the question is why? The mother would have to swear to the Yoshim that she did not collect, and her Yoshim cannot swear that. Again, Hokinam will answer you, Shenishbo Mesa. We're talking about that the second wife, right before she died, she swore that she did not collect any money for the ksuba yet, therefore her Yoshim could collect. So again, there's no question, there's no kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says also Gemara Ksubis, Toshma, Avu Yorshim Majibiyun Oisa, V'yes Yosheo, V'yes Aboyim V'shusa. Again, with a husband died, so now the wife wants to collect the ksuba from the Yoshim. It says the Yosheo, her own children, could make her swear Majibiyun Oisa. They can make her swear that she did not collect the ksuba yet. V'yes Yosheo, in the case where she dies first, and she has other Yoshim, they also have to swear first to these Yoshim that she did not collect the ksuba. V'yes Aboyim V'shusa, whoever is going to take over her property, with any mishpacha she has that will take over her property, they have to swear. So why? The Chur says here clearly that Mashbi Noisa, Mashma, the mother herself did not swear yet. And then it says we have to make her swear. Mashma, if she did not swear and then she dies, so her Yoshim have to swear. So Mashma clearly we're making the Yoshim swear. So why? How could the Yoshim swear the Shmuel of the mother? According to Rav and Shmuel, the mother was supposed to swear she did not receive any payment for the ksuba. When she dies, her Yoshim cannot make that type of a shrua. So of course the Kashan Rav and Shmuel. So my answer is, Rav himself answers to him, Rav Shmaya is answering, that Litzdadim Katani, this b'raisa means two different ways, two different stadim. It means Oisa v'almana, in the case she has to swear when she becomes namana. If the husband dies, true, then the mother has to swear. And she could swear only if she's still alive. If she dies, her children cannot swear. The Yosheo, where do we say though the Yosheo have to swear? That's the Grusha. That's where the mother received the get. If the mother received the get, then she's coming to collect from her husband. So there's no shrua. The mother did not have to swear. If you collect from the husband himself, she has the shtar ksuba, she could collect. Now when she dies, therefore Yosheo collect. They can make their own shrua. They can make a shrua. As far as they know, nothing was paid up yet. But the mother did not have to swear. Therefore, it's not a kashan Rav and Shmuel. Moser Rav Nosin Bar Hoshia says also Gemara in Chulin that Yof Koyach Ben Mikoyachav. Sometimes the Koyach of a son is even stronger than the power of the father.